Welcome to the San Diego Sir Minute, a little devotional from the clergy of the San Diego Deanery. We invite you to sit back and to take a Sir Minute with us. My name is Brian Capanna, and I'm the rector at Christ Church in Fallbrook. My wife and I have two little boys at home, and we have a baby due in about 2 months, which means that we are in full-on nesting mode at home. I think we have at least 3,000 home projects going on at the moment. The people at Home Depot know me by now. Because there's this weird trickle-down redecoration process that follows any single project. If we're painting this room, it wouldn't make sense not to change the curtains at the same time. And if this is the baby's room, that means one of the boys is being displaced, so we need to get a space ready just for him. Every single room in our house looks like Babel at the end of the story. And I'm very aware of the deadline for completion. Now, as I get exhausted through this process, the temptation is very real to cut some corners. Maybe I don't need a second coat on this wall. Maybe the curtains don't need to get redone. Maybe I can just throw some of the junk into one of the drawers and hide it from sight. You know, the way that you do when you find out someone is coming over and you don't have the time to actually clean. But then I remember who's going to live there and use the space. This is for the baby. This is for the boys. This is for my wife. Do I really want to cut corners? Or do I want to offer them my best product? Am I willing to give the extra energy, the extra time, everything I have for those I love the most? My prayer throughout this whole process is, Jesus, please clean the house. Of course, I remind myself of the work that needs to be done in my interior castle as well. The true soul work that God calls me into. When I'm tempted to cut corners and to stuff away the junk so that it remains unseen, I have to remember who resides within. And am I willing to give my all, the extra energy, the extra time, and everything that I have for the one I love the most? His Spirit joins us in this work as we pray, Jesus, please clean house. And the projects never stop. But this is because he promises never to move out. What a gift is his residence. God bless you to be strong and courageous. And remember that unless the Lord builds the house, the workers labor in vain.